The third chakra tempers the fight or flight response of the second chakra. In the same way that we'll find that the heart will temper the tendency of the third chakra to become over-aggrandized. And when I was finishing my book, Dance of the Four Winds, my co-author and I went to Rio de Janeiro in Brazil for 2 weeks of writing on the beach, in a beautiful place on the beach. Our final evening, we had a celebratory dinner, wonderful dinner, and we were walking back along the beach to our apartment when we were attacked by six men. As we grappled with the muggers, time began to slow down, and I suddenly understood one of the teachings of the medicine wheel, the teachings of the luminous warrior. And I stopped and I shouted, "Halt!" And the yell seemed to pierce the moment, and everyone stopped. And I turned to the ringleader and offered him my watch, saying that he had to change the batteries every 2 years. Then I gave him my wallet, and I turned to another one, and I asked him for his shoe size. He told me that he was a 10.5, and I said, "Oh, exactly my shoe size. Please take my shoes." And he fit him very well. He was delighted with that. My friend then began to struggle again, and they began to restrain him. And I said to them, "Don't hurt him." And I walk over to my friend and I explain to him that these gentlemen needed everything that we had and that we should turn it over to them gladly and nicely. And we gave them our shoes, our belts, our wallets. And at the end of this, I asked the ringleader if he had a car. And he said, "No, I don't have a car." I said, "Well, then you probably don't need my driver's license, do you?" And he reached into my wallet and he said, "No, I don't need your driver's license." And he says, "You know, I don't need these credit cards either because we can't use them. And I can't use your passport either." And he begins to give me my things back. And he does the same with my co-author. After 5 minutes, we had most of our essential possessions back: identity, credit cards, driver's license. And then I shook the ringleader's hand and he shook mine and he wished us a lovely evening and he thanked us and he said that this is the best holdup that he'd ever had in his life. So even though we were still robbed, we were not violated. It was not a violent encounter. It did not turn into a second chakra engagement. We were able to transmute a situation from a violent encounter into a peaceful exchange. So the function of the third chakra is to translate vision into reality. And the shaman understands that we dream the world into being. If we have a blocked third chakra, we're not able to express our dreams in the world. And then we have to subscribe to the collective nightmare of our times. So it is an essential chakra for us to heal in order to wake up from the collective trance that we've all been educated into. For those of you who wonder what your calling and your passion in life is, the first step is to clear the second chakra. This is the source of our passion. Once the second chakra is cleared, you will get clarity as to what your calling is. Until it's cleared, all that you will have will be insights into what gets in the way, what the obstacles are to expressing and discovering your passion. Once you clear that chakra, your calling becomes evident and you can express it through the third. You can manifest it in the world and the world receives you with open arms.